الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Yesterday we had discussed in regards to the death of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, that how fortunate were these two great Sahaba and what beautiful death Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them with. Today we will discuss in regards to a few other Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how beautifully they had left the world. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us also with similar type of deaths. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala passed away very, very young. When the plague of Amwas had broken out, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was also affected. He was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in regards to Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, وَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ, that Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is the most knowledgeable amongst the Sahaba in regards to halal and haram. The morning that he passed away, he said, مَرْحَبَا, welcome to death, welcome to death. The guests that gradually came to me, a beloved that came to me at a time of starvation. He then said, Wallah, I used to fear you, but today I am hopeful of you. O Allah, you know I didn't want to live in the world to plant trees and to make rivers flow. Rather, I desired to fast on hot days and endure severe thirst. I would love to undergo hardship, and I would desire to remain in the company of the ulama. When the time of death drew close, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala said, I swear by your honor, you know that I loved you. The things in which he lived his life were the very same thoughts that he was involved in at the time of death. So here again we take a lesson that as a person lives his life, this is how a person will leave the world as well. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was a senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he knew the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala had a list comprising of the names of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed him that certain people are the hypocrites. So he had this list by him. When the time of his death had drew close, he said, Wallah, you know that I loved poverty more than riches. And I love remaining infamous, or what you will say, low profile, more than being famous. And I love death more than life. And saying these words, Hazrat had then passed away. Hazrat Ibrahim Nakhi rahmatullah alayhi, a great tabi'i, when the time of his death drew close, he began reciting the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu yuhi wa yumitu biyadihi al-khayr, wa hu ala kulli shayin qadir. But when the pangs of death and the difficulties of death increased, then he began reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and whilst reciting kalima, he had passed away. If we desire good death, then we will have to live a life that is in accordance to Sharia, a life that is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.